KOZA, Effingham. It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney into the lane, out to Wendy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing rainbow three. Give her another. Samantha Wendy with her fourth three of the first half. Corner three, left side, Ryan Short. Rebound put back. Wilts with the buzzer. He switches in on the baseline. Wilts right spot at the right time. And the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis is fast behind his intended target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam! They throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
High school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse brings us to Hiawatha, Kansas, and Hiawatha High School, the home of the Redhawks. We have Class 3A Girls Substate Championship action tonight between the Silver Lake Eagles and the Wellsville Eagles. Good evening here on The Pulse tonight. Brandon Tamman with you. Kirk Kilman is our studio producer as we get you set for this sub-state championship matchup in the 3A classification. Well, we got a battle of Eagles here tonight, and let's start with Silver Lake. They are the defending Class 3A state champions under fifth-year head coach Kyle Porter. All he does is win, and now a record of 20-2 and one win away from getting back to Hutchinson next week with a right to defend that 3A state championship coming up next week in Hutchinson. Well, last year when they made the state tournament, it was the first time in school history that the Silver Lake Eagles had made four consecutive state tournaments. Not only did they win it last year, now they're looking to defend and get back to Hutch for a fifth consecutive year. Standing in the defending champs' way, the Wellsville Eagles under head coach Brock Campbell. They have a record of 17-5. They were the Pioneer League champs here in 24 and 25. Both these teams are hot coming into this one tonight. Wellsville, five consecutive wins, and they have won seven of their last eight games. On the other side for Silver Lake, the defending champs, 10 consecutive wins. Their last loss, it was over a month ago to the Big East League champs in Riley County, which was a Falcons 44-36 win. Key players tonight to keep an eye on. Let's start with the defending champs in Silver Lake. Their sensational 5'7 junior point guard in Kaylin Haney, averaging north of 17 points per game. She's getting you six rebounds a game and six assists as well. She also nabs you four steals a game as well. She is all-state, all-league, you name it. She's done it. She's accomplished it. She is the key in that Silver Lake backcourt here tonight. On the other side for Wellsville, they got two players averaging over 14 points per game. Alana Green is a 5'7 sophomore guard at just under 15 a game, and then Savannah Beats, sensational athlete, at 14 a game as well. You're listening to high school basketball here on The Pulse. The starting lineups and tip-off is coming your way next here on The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now with Goltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball tonight here on the Pulse. Our studio producer is Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tamman. Here on 96.9, a trip to Hutchinson is on the line on the girls' side in the 3A classification. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. It is Eagles versus Eagles, and let's start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is Wellsville under head coach Brock Campbell, his 13th season leading this program, a record of 17-5, and the Pioneer League champs here in 24-25. Savannah Veets, a 5'6 junior, sensational guard, averaging 14 points per game. Lola Sanchez, a 5'5 freshman guard on the perimeter, north of 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. A forward and a sophomore at 5'10 is Taylor Spring at just over 2 points and 5 rebounds a game. Alana Green, a 5'7 sophomore guard, the leading scorer for Wellsville at just south of 15 points per game. And then another swing forward is Caitlin West, a 5'9 senior averaging nearly 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, for Wellsville tonight, it is Veets, it is Sanchez, Spring, Green, and West. For the defending Class 3A state champs in Silver Lake under fifth-year head coach Kyle Porter, Kaylin Haney, sensational point guard in the backcourt, 5'7 junior, 17.4 points per game, along with 6 rebounds and 6 assists per contest as well. Another guard, Taylor Zordel, a 5'5 senior at 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Down low in the post, Paige Hyman, 5'10 junior, at south of 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Another forward is Ella Bolin, a 5'11 senior, nearly 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And another guard on the perimeter is Karis Dider, a 5'6 freshman, and the second leading scorer for Silver Lake at just north of 12 points per game. So for the defending champs and head coach Kyle Porter, Silver Lake, it's Haney, Zordel, Hyman, Bolin, and Dider. Silver Lake in the home white uniforms here in Hiawatha tonight. Wellsville in the all blue road uniforms. They have white numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in red. Silver Lake, their maroon numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in gold. Thanks for hanging with us tonight here on the Pulse. Again, Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here on 96.9. Silver Lake, the defending champs. A record of 20-2 on the year. They have won 10 consecutive games and haven't lost in over a month. On the other side, the road team, Wellsville Eagles, 17-5. They have 5 consecutive wins, and they have won 7 of their last 8 games. We are set to tip this one off tonight here on the Pulse. A trip to the state tournament next week is on the line. Eagles of Silver Lake will go right to left. Eagles of Wellsville, they'll go left to right here in the first half. We are set for hoops, and it is tipped up, and we are underway as Silver Lake gets an early bucket on a broken down play by Kaylin Haney. It was knocked all the way into the backcourt, and Haney was able to gather and score, and Silver Lake out to a 2-0 lead. Here is Alana Green with the basketball. Right side pass to Veets, puts it on the dribble, top of the key. Left side it goes to Lola Sanchez. Silver Lake going man-to-man here as Silver Lake gives up just 38 points per game this season. On the other side, Wellsville, they score it at 44 points per game. It's lost on the perimeter right, and now a whistle and a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to stay with Wellsville. As slow to get up, Savannah Veets, as she dove to the floor on the right wing. Good sportsmanship by Kaylin Haney, who's got the lone point so far. 2-0 Silver Lake. We have played 32 seconds of tonight's contest. Wellsville resets up top. Veets with the basketball. Hands it off right side to Green. Now they reverse it to West in the corner. Had it knocked away. Veets gets it. Deep NBA range three. Hits high off the heel. Kaylin Haney the rebound for Silver Lake. She'll push the tempo. One-handed bounce pass. On the block. Shot up. No. Fighting for the rebound. That's Hyman who pulls it down. And a deep three. No good this time. And it's tipped underneath. Out of bounds. And it stays here with Silver Lake. So an offensive rebound by Hyman. They got it out to the perimeter to Dider. Couldn't get a three to fall. And now Silver Lake gets to reset underneath. 7:02 to go first quarter. They have a 2-0 lead with the possession on their end of the floor. Here's Bolin with the basketball. Hands it off to Haney on the perimeter. Dribbles. Gets to the free throw line. Right side pass, Sortle. She puts it on the deck. Stops on the right wing, and she threw it away. First turnover by Silver Lake. Wellsville into the front court from left to right. This is Green. Hands it off to Sanchez on the right wing. Not using the dribble. Goes back to Green in the corner. Thought about a step back three. Picks it up there. Silver Lake stays man-to-man here at 6:35 to go in the first. And Silver Lake a 2-0 lead. Now we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. It's on the perimeter. And this one against Karis Dider. And the first foul of the game going against Silver Lake. Savannah Veets, 5'6 junior, 14 points per game. Looking to chuck this into the backcourt. Wellsville sets it up here, 5-on-5 in the front court. Here's West with the basketball. 5'9 senior, fairly young team this Wellsville team is. Good defense there by Silver Lake, deflecting a pass out of bounds was Ella Bolin. So Wellsville a third time will reset in the right side corner as Veets will throw it in. Onto the right wing with Spring, and now her pass is picked off. Coast to coast, Haney with some contact, couldn't get it to go. But a Wellsville foul on Alana Green, and Kaylin Haney will get our first free throws of tonight's game at 6:19 to go in the first, and Silver Lake leading 2-0. Now one of the officials at the scores table, making sure and confirming it was a shooting foul. Here's Kaylin Haney, 79.2% at the line this year, and her make, or her first shot is made, and that is her 100th made free throw of the season. Her second rattles in and out, no good. She goes 1-for-2 and a rebound for Taylor Spring. 3-0 Silver Lake coming up on 2 minutes into this game. Here's Veets, heavy into the front court. Top of the key with Spring, wanted a pass inside. There's a bump and a foul. Silver Lake foul number 2 and foul number 1 on Taylor Zordel. Wellsville brought a good crop of fans here tonight here in Hiawatha. So did Silver Lake on the far side of the floor. Wellsville still trying to get on the board. They are very good defensively, giving up just 34 points per game. Silver Lake not far behind at 38 allowed. Here's a deep three that's nearly banked in. Offensive rebound for Spring, and now Wellsville gets an opportunity to reset. Here's Veets, left corner, dribbles to her right. She is bumped to the floor, and a foul is called, and that is number 2 on Karis Dider. And Kyle Porter has to get Jaylee Whitehead to the scorer's table for the first sub of the game at 5:51 to go. 3-0 Silver Lake here in the first. Two early fouls on Karis Dider sends her to the end of the bench. Wellsville to throw it in. Still looking for their first points here in tonight's game, and that is a 5-count. Wellsville could not get it in, and that is a turnover by Wellsville. Their second here in the quarter. Kaylin Haney working into the front court. The lone player to score to this point. Silver Lake 3, Wellsville nothing. We have played over 2 minutes of this opening period. Here is Bolin with it. Back up top to Haney. Wellsville going man-to-man. Beats on the dribble. Pass deflected. Picked off. Second turnover by Silver Lake. Haney does not turn it over much, but that time she did. Here's Veets. Hesitating. Gets by two. Throws up a wild shot. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound for Hyman, and now Silver Lake up the floor quickly. Here's Zordel inside. Layup good. Taylor Zordel on the board. Her first basket tonight. 5-0 Silver Lake at 5:13 and counting first quarter. Here's Veets. Casual with it. Had it knocked away at midcourt and a steal. Third turnover by Wellsville. Up the floor. No. And getting it back. Putting one up and in is Jaylee Whitehead. And a timeout, Wellsville. 3 minutes in. 5 to go in the first. And Silver Lake, an early 7-0 lead in tonight's game on the Pulse. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Silver Lake, the defending Class 3A champions. They were unblemished a year ago at 26-0. They only have two losses this season, but have won 10 consecutive games coming into it. On the other side again, Wellsville. Very good defensively, but the offense has been inconsistent at times. They were the Pioneer League champs, a record of 17-5, with five consecutive wins, winning seven of their last eight. They are looking for their first trip to the state tournament in quite some time. Again, Brock Campbell, the head coach of Wellsville, his 13th season. And for Wellsville, this is their first sub-state title game appearance since 2018. And under 13-year head coach Brock Campbell, they have made five sub-state championship games. Out of the timeout, defending champ Silver Lake, a 7-0 lead, exactly 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Savannah Veets, the school record holder in the long jump for Wellsville. Brings it into the front court. Great backdoor pass. Layup good. Beats the assist. And it's Alana Green on the board, and Wellsville breaks the goose egg for them as Silver Lake gets an offensive rebound on a quick shot, and now they reset. Right side corner, Zordel open for three. Couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck back up and in by Ella Bolin. Nobody blocked out Ella Bolin in a 9-2 Silver Lake lead. 4:20 to go in this opening quarter. Good pace, good crowd, good atmosphere, both sides of the floor here on the Pulse. Here's a high ball screen. Green, baseline, left her feet, threw it to nobody, and out of bounds. Wellsville, their fourth turnover of the game, and we get our first Wellsville sub. It's going to be Erilyn Laswell, a 5'6 freshman guard, into the game, and also for Silver Lake, we will see Savannah Windy, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Coming up on the halfway point in this opening quarter. Trip to Hutchinson on the line next week. Silver Lake trying to defend their title. Haney driving in from the top of the circle, lays it in with the left hand. Kaylin Haney, so crisp, so pure. She's got five. 11-2 Silver Lake, just under 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here is Taylor Spring with the basketball. Left side pass to Beats. Good defense man-to-man here by Silver Lake. Up top, it's Alana Green. Puts it on the dribble. Gets to the left block. Wild shot through contact. Nearly got it to go. Another offensive rebound, this time by Caitlin West. Second chance up and good. And the foul. Caitlin West on an offensive rebounded stick back. Makes our score 11-4 Silver Lake. At 3:36 to go in the first, Silver Lake foul on Ella Bolin, her first. And team foul number four. West, a 57% foul shooter. She connects and capitalizes on the three-point play. Silver Lake 11, Wellsville 5, 3.5 minutes to go in this first. Here's Haney around a high ball screen. Beautiful give and go. Shot up and good right at the rim. It's Paige Hyman. Five players have now scored for Silver Lake. Their lead is 13-5. Beats, quick drive, layup, no. Fighting for the rebound, and Silver Lake has it with Paige Hyman, her fourth rebound of the quarter. And now Haney looking up the floor, trying to find Bolin in transition off her fingertips. Out of bounds it goes, and Silver Lake turns it over for a third time. Alana Brewster is into the game, 5'11 senior forward for Silver Lake. Right now, Silver Lake, the defending champs, an 8-point lead, 13-5 at 3 minutes to go in this opening period. Here is Veets with the basketball. Looking for a backdoor cut, and she left her feet. Couldn't get the pass off in time, and that is a travel and turnover number five against Wellsville. Silver Lake getting it back. They move right to left here in the first half. Good start for them, averaging 62 points per game this season. On average, they're defeating their opponents by 24 points a game. Haney on a drive, kicks corner left. This is Wendy. Gets it back to the wing. Now Haney in the corner. Beautiful over-the-top pass. A lot of contact. There's a block shot inside. Great defense by Taylor Spring, a sophomore forward for Wellsville. Silver Lake keeps the possession at 2:38 to go in this opening quarter, and the lead at 13-5 for Silver Lake. We will get another sub in for Wellsville. Another forward, a 5'10 sophomore, Emerson Lytle. Silver Lake with Haney, set to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Dumps it to the right wing. Bolin open, triggers a three, nothing but nylon. Ella Bolin from downtown, Haney the assist. Bolin's 27th three of the year. 16-5. Largest lead for Silver Lake at 2:24 to go in the first. Here's Beats for Wellsville. Left side pass that goes to West. Works it on the dribble right. Curls around the arc. Cuts it inside. Makes it. And gets one there to go off the window. That was all Caitlin West, and she's got five. 16-7 Silver Lake as we're coming up on the final 2 minutes of the first. Haney driving, hesitates, shot in the lane is good. She wanted a foul, but no call. And Haney now with seven in this opening quarter. 18-7 Silver Lake. Good pace here in the last 2 minutes. Here's Veach. Lazy pass, but getting it is West, right wing. Skips it left wing to Lasswell, who's into the game. Works it back to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Had it knocked away. Chasing it down before going out of bounds was Caitlin West. She works it back top of the circle. Hands it off to Veach. The reset. Minute 35 and counting opening quarter. Silver Lake out to a comfortable 11-point lead. Wellsville trying to get a play to develop. They go back to Veach. Right side on the wing. Gets a screen. They go under. She shoots a three. Nearly banked it in. Caroms off the rim. Right to her teammate. Up and in. It's Caitlin West. Two offensive rebounds and stick-back buckets for Caitlin West. 18-9, Silver Lake by 9, at 65 seconds to go in the first. Here's Haney working inside, pass left to Whitehead. She drives in, kicks right, Wendy a three, book it! Savannah Wendy on the board, her 40th three of the year. Silver Lake 21 and Wellsville 9. 50 seconds and counting, first quarter. Here's Veach into the front court, Silver Lake hot. Offensively here early in this game. Left side pass it goes. Caitlin West up top now to Lytle. Thought about it. Hands it off to Veach. 38 seconds. Plenty of time here as we wrap up this first quarter of play in Hiawatha tonight. Deep NBA range three. Hits high off the rim. Bodies flying for the rebound and Lytle gets an offensive rebound and then she steps out of bounds and turns it over. Six first quarter turnovers for Wellsville. A couple of subs back in. Sanchez and Spring. Two starters for Wellsville back onto the floor. And now Silver Lake can play for the final shot, leading 21-9 at 27.2 seconds left in the first. Six players have already scored for Silver Lake in this game, looking for their fifth straight trip to the state tournament and, of course, trying to defend their Class 3A title from a year ago. 12 seconds left. Haney, right side pass to Wendy. They reverse it. They set it up. Beautiful play. Haney in the corner for three. It's an air ball. 5 seconds to go. Block shot inside. And now Veach gets it into the front court. And they don't get a shot up in time. Opportunity missed there by Wellsville. But Silver Lake, the defending champs, out to a strong start here in quarter number one. A trip to Hutch is on the line. Silver Lake girls 21, Wellsville 9. You're listening to high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on the Pulse tonight. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman here in Hiawatha. Class 3A girls sub-state title game. Defending champ Silver Lake 21 and Wellsville 9 as we start quarter number two here inside the roundhouse. Kaylin Haney with the basketball. 7 points to lead Silver Lake in that first period. Right side pass. Kara Sider back onto the floor after she picked up two early fouls. Dider inside. Beautiful play to start things off. And Karis Dider finishing at the rim, right side basket. And it's 23-9, largest lead here for Silver Lake, as now Wellsville works it into the front court. Post touch, shot up and good. Good play, Alana Green. Her second basket, she's got four. And it's now Silver Lake 23 and Wellsville 11, 7:27 to go in the first half. Haney, left elbow, kicks it left into the corner. This is Bolin, back up top. Now Haney again, free throw line extended. There's Dider on a cut, shot up no good, but a foul. And Karis Dider back to the free throw line to shoot here for Silver Lake. First foul of the second quarter against Caitlin West of Wellsville, her first in tonight's game. Karis Dider, what a freshman season she is having. 12 points per game. She is a 62% free throw shooter, and she cashes in the first and has 3 points so far in tonight's game. 24-11, Silver Lake by 13. Second on the way. That one strong off the heel. Rebound for Wellsville and Lola Sanchez. Wellsville down 13 with the basketball. Just getting started quarter number two here in Hiawatha tonight. Defending champ Silver Lake off to a very good start both ends of the floor. Left side pass, Sanchez with it. Now into the corner with West. Left side, thought about an entry pass down low. Now tries to find a cutter. It's tipped and an intercepted pass by Haney. Haney into the front court. Shovels it. Dider, layup. No, she missed it. Point blank opportunity, and now Haney deflects it out of bounds. Wellsville basketball. But a missed opportunity there as Haney made a beautiful pass to Dider on the right block. Just could not convert. 6:45 to go in this first half. Wellsville working left to right, near sideline, into the front court with Beats, who has been held in check so far. She has no points in the game tonight. Left side on the wing. Alana Green with the basketball. Works it back top of the circle. Now a pass up top to Lola Sanchez. Beats looking for a cut. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Haney as they were looking for Green on the cut. But Haney, a lot of deflections so far in this game. Knocks another one out of play, and Wellsville will throw it in right side of their own backboard. They dump it into the backcourt, and that one also deflected out, this time by Bolin. Now Wellsville's going to reset near midcourt on the near sideline. 6:26 to go, first half. Silver Lake 24, Wellsville 11. Here's Caitlin West to throw it in. And working left to right into the front court, Savannah Beats. Here's Green. They reverse it left side to West. Entry pass knocked away. Another turnover and another steal for Silver Lake. Here's Haney. Long pass. Short corner left. Now a deep three. Bolin got it. Ella Bolin hits her second three of the first half. She's got 8 points. 27-11. Silver Lake in control. Wellsville, they desperately need a bucket. Beach driving. Threw up a wild shot. No good. Backside rebound for Paige Hyman. Her fifth rebound of the first half. Silver Lake slowing it down. Haney into the front court. Works it left on the dribble. Hands it off to Dider up top. Now Haney at the elbow. Right side Bolin. Ball faking. Gets it up. Lost it. Now bodies on the floor. It's scooped up and a turnover by Silver Lake. As a steal by Alana Green. Here's the pass left side. Now Wellsville trying to save it in. They do. Kept that possession alive. They have it right now on the right corner. Up top it goes to West. Left side on the wing, this is Beats. Puts it on the dribble. Right now she's being guarded by Dider. Now an entry pass from Green inside. Shot up no good. Another strong rebound for Paige Hyman. Coming up on 3 minutes into this second quarter. Silver Lake with the basketball, leading Wellsville 27-11. Haney wants a high ball screen. They switch. Wellsville does. Haney goes all the way. Couldn't make the shot, but a foul on the floor. Or I should say, correction on the shot. They're going to get Alana Green with her second foul, and that puts Kaylin Haney back to the line to extend on this 16-point lead at 4:57 to go in the first half. Haney's first is good. 8 points for Kaylin Haney, the 5'7 junior All-State guard. 2 for 3 from the line in the first half here tonight. And her second here is good. Now 3 for 4 in the from the line in tonight's game. 29-11, Silver Lake by 18, with just south of 5 minutes to go in this first half. Wellsville, they got to go on some kind of run here because they have been dominated by Silver Lake on both ends of the floor. Here's Caitlin West, right side pass, Green a deep three, that's no good. Hit everything but backboard. Backside rebound by Hyman. Hyman now with her seventh rebound here in the first half. Left side pass, Whitehead driving, tough shot over contact, no good. Backside rebound for Taylor Spring and Wellsville. Wellsville and Taylor Spring now nabbing her fourth rebound of the game. looking for a dive. Another deflected pass out of bounds. Active hands here all night so far for Silver Lake on the defensive end. Back into the game for Wellsville is Lytle. And taking the spot of Spring. 4:22 to go, first half. 29-11, Silver Lake by 18. Here's West. Darts a pass left on the wing to Green. She'll pass and cut. Veets working, stepping back, kicking left. This is Laswell. And back up top to Veets. Silver Lake, they have gone man-to-man defensively the entire game, and Wellsville has had all sorts of issues with it to this point. Trying to find Green inside. Too much on the pass, and another Wellsville turnover. That is the third of the quarter, and their ninth in this first half. Kaylin Haney, 9 points to lead Silver Lake. Ella Boland, 2 threes and 8 points. Second in that category for Silver Lake. Haney diving in. Shot was blocked. Gets her own rebound. Second chance, no. And a third opportunity tipped away and finally grabbed by Laswell. Into the front court, Wellsville with it. Beats in the paint. Another good defensive play by Silver Lake. And trying to throw it in, and it's going to be saved by Wellsville, and a shot is up no good from the short corner right, and another offensive rebound by Lytle this time, and now a deep three is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds back to Silver Lake. That was somewhat of a bizarre possession, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 3:25 to go, first half. The Silver Lake girls, 29, Wellsville, 11. Back in 30 seconds here on The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on The Pulse tonight with Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. I am Brandon Tabman. The girls, Class 3A defending champs, Silver Lake, leading Wellsville 29-11. As we got 3:25 to go in this first half, they have dominated this game from the jump as they look to defend their title next week in Hutch with a win tonight. And under fifth-year head coach Kyle Porter, looking for their fifth consecutive trip to the state tournament. Out of the timeout, it'll be Hyman, it'll be Bolin, it'll be... Well, it looks like Haney's going to get her first breather for Silver Lake tonight. Mentioned Hyman, Bolin on the floor, Zordel as well, along with Wendy. And bringing it into the front court is Whitehead. Right side pass, now on the wing. Nice ball fake by Hyman. Gets all the way in. No good on the shot. Ran into a double team, but a foul is called. This will go against Wellsville. And this will be the first foul on Emerson Lytle, the 5'10 sophomore. It's on the floor. No shot. Silver Lake will throw it in right side of their own backboards. Dump it into the backcourt with Whitehead. Left side pass. On the wing, it's Hyman. Another entry pass deflected out of bounds underneath. Good active hands that time defensively by Wellsville. Silver Lake will try it again underneath their own basket. 18 points, Silver Lake lead. They're on a 10-game winning streak and trying to get back to Hutch. Another entry pass, knocked to the floor, right wing, bodies hit the deck, and a tie-up is called. It goes back to Wellsville. Six turnover by Silver Lake in the half, and Kaylin Haney is going to get right back into the game for head coach Kyle Porter. Wellsville, they desperately need a bucket here. They have only scored 2 points in this second quarter. Been outscored right now 8-2 in quarter number two. Savannah Veet, sensational junior guard, averaging 14 a game. She has yet to score for Wellsville tonight. They work it left side to Green, now into the corner with Beats. Baseline drive cut off by Haney. Now Green on the wing, working, had it knocked away. Haney comes away with another steal. Two-on-two break, left side pass. Wendy up and in. Savannah Wendy, her second basket. She's got five. Another dandy of an assist by Kaylin Haney. A 20-point Silver Lake lead at 31-11. 2:35 to go, first half. Left side pass to Green. Has it high on the wing left. Wants a ball screen. Nothing there. Again, Silver Lake's defense on another level via man-to-man. Here's West around the arc from left to right. Hands it off to Green on the right wing. Skips a pass left side wing to Lasswell. Now Beats wants the Lasswell screen. Not much with it. Green thought about pulling up from the logo. Instead got it off to West right side. Here's Beats on a cut. Green right corner. Working back to the wing. Steps back deep. Three. Front rim no. Trying to chase it down, but it goes out of bounds. And it's back to Silver Lake. Wellsville not getting any easy looks. And that wasn't necessarily a great shot, but Wellsville just really no answers right now with this man-to-man Silver Lake defense. Just south of 2 minutes to go in this first half, a 20-point Silver Lake lead. Here's the left side pass to Zortel. Hands it off to Haney right there. Wants a ball screen by Brewster. Steps back and hits a three. Kaylin Haney, you cannot go under the screen when she's working on the perimeter. Now it's her 15th triple of the year. She doesn't shoot many threes, but hits it when she does. 34-11 Silver Lake. 90 seconds to go in the half. Silver Lake's offense scorching hot. Beats will try to answer and hit nothing but backboard on that three. And a rebound for Ella Bolin. These are quick one and done possessions by Wellsville. Here's Haney working free throw line in the paint. Little up and under, right hander in and out, no, but a foul. And Haney's back to the line to shoot a pair. The Wellsville foul on Savannah Beats. That is her first and the fourth foul against Wellsville in the second quarter. Kaylin Haney, 12 here in the first half. She's 3 for 4 at the line, make it 4 for 5, and now 13 points in the half. Paige Hyman checks back in. Jaylee Whitehead as well for Silver Lake. Right now, Kaylin Haney outscoring Wellsville by herself. She goes 2 for 2 there, has 14, and the lead is ballooned to 25 at 36-11 at just north of a minute to go in this half. Here's Beats with the basketball, dribbling waist-high right hand, kicks a pass up top. Now left side to West on the wing, trying to find a pass on a cut inside. A lot of contact and a foul on Silver Lake. That'll be Jaylee Whitehead, and that is her first and team foul number one. Lasswell checks back in, and a breather for Wellsville for Lola Sanchez. Wellsville underneath their own bucket, trailing by 25 with 59.7 seconds to go. They set it up underneath. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Silver Lake. That time, Alana Brewster. Now Haney brings it into the front court with the casual dribble. Wants a high ball screen by Brewster. Dives in, left-handed shot, no good, but a foul. Wellsville fans do not agree, and Haney aggressive right back to the free throw line. The foul was on Caitlin West. Her second and team foul number 5. And the Wellsville fans not pleased with how this game has been officiated so far. First free throw good by Haney. She's got 15 here in the first half, and she is 6 for 7 at the line. Next one good. Silver Lake pouring it on. It is 38-11 at 40 seconds to go in this first half. Here is Savannah Beats with the basketball. Lazy pass. Haney nearly came away with a steal, but Green is able to pick it up. Here's West at the elbow. Right side pass it goes. Lasswell right back inside. There's a bump and a foul. On the entry pass on the right block, this will be Brewster for Silver Lake picking up her first foul and team foul number 2 of the quarter. 27.9 seconds left in this first half of play, which has been dominated by Silver Lake here tonight. Trying to throw it in, and throwing it into the wrong team. A turnover by Wellsville and a steal for Hyman. 21 seconds and counting. Kaylin Haney casual into the front court from right to left. Stops 2 steps in front of the midcourt line. Wants to play for the final shot of the half. Haney wants a high ball screen, working left. This time they defend it well. Hesitates. Left side pass. Whitehead a 3. Barely grazed the rim. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wellsville. 3.9 seconds left here for Silver Lake, right underneath their own basket. Kyle Porter's going to bring on Ella Bolin, and coming off is Brewster. So a chance here to add to this dominant first half. 3.9 seconds left. Haney's going to throw it in. Still looking, dumps it into the backcourt. Bolin a 3, no good, halfway down and out, tipped around, and that takes us to the end of the first half. Well, the shot was tipped up and in, but I believe it was after the time expired. Regardless, Silver Lake, the defending Class 3A champs, they are pouring it on in this sub-state championship game tonight. Our score at the half, the Silver Lake girls, 38, and Wellsville, 11. Our halftime coverage begins after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The defending Class 3A state champions, the Silver Lake girls, a dominant showing in this first half of play at Hiawatha tonight, trying to get back to the state tournament next week in Hutchinson to defend that championship. Well, they're two quarters away as they lead Wellsville in this sub-state title game 38-11 here at the halftime break. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman here on The Pulse. Well, let's get you our first half numbers in this game. The 5'7 junior point guard, Kaylin Haney, showing out 16 in the first half, and she was nearly perfect from the line, but did miss one. She was 7 of 8 at the charity stripe. She knocked down a shot from the outside, had multiple assists and steals, and a couple of rebounds as well. Ella Boland, the 5'11 senior, 2 outside shots, 8 points for her. Outside of that for Silver Lake, Savannah Wendy with 5, 3 points from Karis Deiter, and then 2 points apiece from Jaylee Whitehead, Taylor Zortle, and Paige Hyman. Hyman as well, 7 rebounds to go along with her 2 points here in the first half. Not much going for Wellsville on both sides of the ball. Caitlin West with 7 of their 11 points in the first half, the other 4 from Alana Green. Well, turnovers certainly an issue. Wellsville, 12 first half turnovers, 11 rebounds, and they did not knock down a shot from the outside. As again, they're going to need a lot of shots from the outside to fall if they want to get back into this game. Silver Lake, a little more crisp, only 6 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They knocked down 4 shots from the outside, and they were 8 of 10, 80% at the free throw line in the first half. It was 21-9, Silver Lake after 1. They outscored Wellsville 17-2 in the second, and it's all defending champs here. The Silver Lake girls 38 and Wellsville 11. Our halftime coverage continues after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on the Pulse tonight. Excited to bring you the coverage in this Class 3A girls sub-state title game. We are at Hiawatha High School inside the Roundhouse, home of the Red Hawks. But right now in the Battle of Eagles tonight, it is all defending champs. The Silver Lake girls 38 and Wellsville 11. Kaylin Haney, the star in the first half. You could say that about her in about most games that Silver Lake has played this season. She is outscoring Wellsville by herself. 16 in the first half and a couple of rebounds, and she was 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Ella Bolin, the senior forward, buried a couple second quarter threes and had 8 points for Silver Lake as well. Wellsville, they got a reset as they got a lot of work to do in a fairly short amount of time to get there. 7 points for Caitlin West, leading the scoring for the Wellsville Eagles. Again, our game at halftime. Defending Class 3A champs, Silver Lake Girls 38, Wellsville 11. Final 2-minute timeout. The second half begins after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp.
Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Silver Lake girls are two quarters away from getting back to Hutchinson next week to defend their Class 3A state championship. They lead Wellsville 38-11 as we start the second half here on the Pulse. Kurt Kilman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman. We are off and running. Third quarter action here on the Pulse. Here's a nice backdoor pass and an easy layup. Karis Dieter, the first bucket of the second half, and that extends on the Silver Lake lead. It is now 40-11. Losing it at the free throw line, picked up by Haney. Another steal for her and another Wellsville turnover. Their 13th of the game tonight. Here's Haney, in-out dribble, driving right, on the right block, through some contact, her shot no good, chasing it, and somehow got her own rebound. Now on a right side pass to Zordel. She'll dive, put up a shot, bump to her left, and a foul called. And free throws coming up here for Taylor Zordel, a 5'5 senior guard. And the first Wellsville foul of the third quarter going against Lola Sanchez. That is her first. And the first free throw by Zordel is money. Her 15th made free throw of the season. She hits it at a 58% clip. And she's got 3 points in the game tonight. Her second hits the rim three times and falls off. And a rebound for Wellsville by Caitlin West. Not quite a minute into this third quarter. All Silver Lake girls, 41-11. They lead it by 30. There's a good pass. Left side block and a layup for Taylor Spring. And Wellsville on the board for the first time here in this quarter. It is 41-13. A minute into this third period. Here is Haney. Goes right side of the left side screen, and she is bumped on the baseline right, and a foul called on Savannah Beats. That is going to be her second, and Wellsville team foul number two in the quarter. Here is Zordel to throw it in. Wide open, Haney underneath, and an easy deuce. 18 for Kaylin Haney, and the lead back to 30. Beats going coast to coast. Can't spin it up with English, and a rebound off the miss by Karis Dieter. Everything going south for Wellsville, even when they get good looks, still can't convert. Haney in the paint, right side pass to Dieter, ball faking, driving to the rack, shot short, fighting for the rebound, Savannah Beats, and then she is bumped and fouled by Dieter. Some would call that a frustration foul there. And for Karis, that is her third foul, and team foul number one against the Eagles. 6:33 to go in the third, Silver Lake girls 43 and Wellsville 13. Far sideline, Savannah Beats into the front court for Wellsville, the Pioneer League champs here in 24-25. Left side pass to West on the wing, picks up the dribble, her pass inside, tipped in the air, chased down into the corner by Green, and keeps this possession alive. Now Green's pass is tipped, and Haney another steal, or correction, that was Dieter who got the steal, and she is bumped and fouled by Alana Green. That is Green's third foul of the game, and Wellsville team foul number three in the quarter. Not even 2 minutes in to this third quarter of action. Silver Lake 43, Wellsville 13. Post touch for Hyman. Dumps it down to Bolin, gets it back. Now Bolin right corner, hit two threes in the first half, driving in, kicks up top to Taylor Zordel. Now post touch. Haney, she can do it all. Her shot rolls off, gets her own rebound, fades away. That shot blocked. Another chance here for Silver Lake. Zordel a right corner three. That one too strong. Tipped into the air. Fourth opportunity here for Silver Lake. Are you kidding me? Goodness me. Here's a kick out left. Here's a drive by Dieter. Angling right. Shot no. Another offensive rebound. And a foul called is going to put Hyman at the line. That was essentially five opportunities on that possession for Silver Lake. Four fouls already against Wellsville in the quarter, and that one the first on Taylor Spring. Boy, Paige Hyman has been very active tonight on the glass. Her first free throw is up and in. She's got 3 points, but she also has nabbed 9 rebounds to this point. Hits it at 66.7% at the stripe. Her second rattles out no good. And a rebound for Caitlin West. Silver Lake girls 44, Wellsville 13. 5:23 to go, third period. Sub-state title game here in Hiawatha, Kansas, in the high school that is the home of the Redhawks. Here is a deep left wing three that's an air ball. And Caitlin West shakes her head in frustration after that one. It was a pretty decent look. Haney could have got the rebound, let it go out of bounds, and Silver Lake gets the possession back as they work here in the third quarter from left to right as you would turn us up on your dial. Haney angles right, now bounces it up top here to Bolin. Backdoor pass, Dieter to the rack, had her shot blocked, and on a second attempt, a foul on the floor, and that's going to put Dieter at the line for two because it's foul number five already against Wellsville. That one is on Taylor Spring, and that is her second. Karis Dieter, a freshman guard, the second leading scorer for Silver Lake at 12.3 points per game. She's got five here and a couple of rebounds to boot, and her first free throw a little strong, no good. 3 minutes in, five to go here in this third quarter. Wellsville in danger of a running clock in the fourth quarter, as the lead right now is 31 points for the defending champs. Dieter's second free throw, that one good. She's now 2 for 4 at the line tonight and has 6 points and 2 rebounds. Silver Lake girls 45, Wellsville 13. Wellsville back into the front court. Savannah Veets with it. Gets it up top here to Lytle, who's back into the game. Back to Veets on the wing right. Works it back top of the key. Haney closing out quickly. There's a skip pass to the right side West. Now Veets in the corner. Thought about it. Works it back to the wing. Pass up top to Lasswell. She angles right. Hands it off to Veets on the wing right there. There's a cutter. No pass. Veets lost it off her foot. Gathers on the perimeter. Haney playing great defense. Had it knocked away again. Able to scoop it back out to West. Right side pass. Green, a deep three. Barely grazed the rim. And now Haney pushing after the rebound. Good transition defense by Wellsville. And they settle in. Does Silver Lake 5-on-5. Haney all the way to the rack. Untouched for two. 20 in the game for Kaylin Haney. And the Silver Lake lead is 47-13. 4 minutes to go in the third. Goodness. Grady. Here's a pass up top. It goes to Lytle. Swinging through in the triple threat position. Good defense, though, closing out by Hyman. Now Beats has it on the wing left. Backs it out near midcourt. Wellsville, they have got to go. There's not a lot of movement here on this end of the floor. Here's West. Left side between the wing and the corner. Goes back high left to Beats. Silver Lake just not having to do much here on defense because Wellsville just has no movement here on offense. Precious time running off the clock. This game has been wire to wire for Silver Lake, and a rejected shot inside by Boland, and Zordel nabs the rebound. Now they get it up the floor in transition. Karis Dieter for two. 8 points for Karis Dieter. Silver Lake's lead is 49-13. Everything going right for Silver Lake. Everything going south for Wellsville. Here's Veets, hands it off left side to West. Curls, stops, right block. Kicks it right to Green on the wing, and back up top to Lasswell, who goes right back to Green, wing right. We'll reset up top with Veets. We got 2:50 and counting in this third period. Silver Lake in dominant control. West working inside, spins into a double team, threw up a tough shot. Second chance up and in, though. Offensive rebound by Lytle. And that's her first points tonight. 49-15, the Silver Lake lead at 2:33 to go in the third. And Silver Lake head coach Kyle Porter wants to take a quick breather. He calls a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. High school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. The girls, Class 3A defending champions. Silver Lake in dominant control in this sub-state title game as they lead Wellsville 49-15. Here on the Pulse, Kaylin Haney, 20 points, 5 rebounds, dish and dimes like a shaky bank teller. She's got a few steals as well. Ella Bolin, 8 points, alongside Karis Dieter with 8 points as well. And Savannah Windy, a quiet 5 in the first half for her. 7 points for Caitlin West to lead Wellsville. Alana Green has 4, and then 2 points apiece by Taylor Spring and Emerson Lytle. Silver Lake, they close it out here tonight, which would be shocking the way this one is gone. They are unable to do so, but it would be Silver Lake's 5th consecutive trip to the state tournament. Last year was their 4th straight. First time in school history they have done that. There's a right corner 3 that nearly fell down, but a rebound gathered by Alex Kraft, who is into the game here for Wellsville. Here's Veeds with the basketball, hands it off to Green on the right wing, guarded by Karis Dider. Skip pass left, it goes to Kraft. Puts it on the dribble, stops on the right elbow, trying to get one on the block. Green turning on a double, shot through contact, no good. And a rebound on the backside by Haney, her sixth rebound in tonight's game. Officially under 2 minutes to go in this third period. Silver Lake 49, Wellsville 15. Haney hop steps in the lane, right side pass. Brewster a triple, just barely grazed the rim. No good there, and a rebound for Veeds. Veeds, long pass up the floor. Gets it up to Kraft, her shot knocked away, and another takeaway here for Silver Lake. Another turnover, make it 14 for Wellsville tonight. Into the corner it goes. This is Wendy diving, looking for a backdoor cut. Nobody there, and a turnover by Silver Lake. Just the first turnover here in the quarter for Silver Lake. Here's Veeds, spinning, fading, firing, banking it in with difficulty. That was a heck of a shot by Savannah Veeds. Her first bucket tonight. Silver Lake 49, Wellsville 17, at just north of a minute to go in this third period. Spinning in the lane, Dider curls it up and in with the left hand, with touch. And Karis Dider, the freshman, in double figures with 10, and the Silver Lake lead is 51-17, and now 50 seconds and counting in this third period. A wire-to-wire dominant effort by the defending champs here tonight in Hiawatha. Wellsville right now, Veeds on the right wing. Guarded by Karis Dider. Gets it off left side to Lasswell. Picks it up top of the circle. Hands it off right there to Veeds. Veeds, left side pass. It goes to Green. Then sets a screen for. Gets all the way to the rack. Nicely done. Layup for two. Alana Green, her third basket. She's got six. And the Silver Lake lead is 51-19. 20 seconds to go here in the third. And, of course, Silver Lake here can play and looks like they will play for the final shot. Here's Haney. Two steps in front of midcourt near side. Takes it down to 10 seconds. Now working towards the wing. Still wants a high ball screen. Gets it. Now hesitates. Dives. Kicks left. Wendy, deep three. Off the front rim, no. Rebound for Veeds. 2 seconds, and that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. And what has been a dominant effort tonight for the defending champ, Silver Lake. Our girls, third quarter score, Silver Lake 51, Wellsville 19. A running clock coming your way in the fourth quarter. High school basketball back after this here on The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A dominant effort tonight by the defending champs, Silver Lake girls. They lead Wellsville 51-19. We got a running clock here in the fourth quarter. And this sub-state title game here on The Pulse. Thanks to all of our listeners tonight and everyone taking this one in. And there's a Wellsville turnover right out the gate here to start the fourth quarter. A pass, shot up in transition, no good. Second chance up and in this time by Taylor Zordel. 5 points for Zordel tonight. The lead 53-19, 40 seconds into the final period. So now Silver Lake 7 and change away from the title defense being in full effect next week in Hutch. Another pass inside, shot up no good. Rebound cleared away by Hyman. Got double-digit rebounds. They go back to Hyman. Shot no good, but an offensive foul. Hyman picks up her first. Good job by Alana Green to take that charge. And just the eighth turnover of the night for Silver Lake here in this ballgame. In the running clock in full effect, so this one is going to wrap up fairly quickly here. Already at 6:40 to go. Silver Lake's going to make three separate substitutions as Whitehead is in. Also, Alana Brewster and also Savannah Wendy back into the game as well. Silver Lake 53, Wellsville 19. Running clock in the fourth quarter, under 6.5 minutes to go. And here from right to left is Savannah Veets for Wellsville. Left side pass to Green, nearly taken away by Dider. Wants a ball screen. Green step back, deep three, air ball out of bounds. You can't believe it. Silver Lake student section letting her know of that miss there. It's just been as off of a night as you could have against the defending champs. Here's Dider driving, lost it in a steal. Nice job defensively by Wellsville. 9 turnovers now in the game for Silver Lake. We're under 6 minutes to go. Here's a post touch. West shot up and good. Nicely done for Caitlin West. Leading scorer tonight for Wellsville. Her first points in the second half. She's got 9, and it's 53-21. Silver Lake by a quiet 32 points. Into the corner it goes with Brewster. Post touch, fadeaway, Jay falls out somehow. Looked like it was going down, but a rebound for Lola Sanchez. And that was halfway down and out for Hyman in the paint. Here's a dive by Sanchez. Gets to the rack, shot no good, but a foul. Beautiful pass to the left side block as Taylor Spring will now go to the free throw line to shoot two. This is the first free throw attempts of the second half. And that one no good by Taylor Spring, and just the second attempt all game. Running clock under 5 minutes here. And the second is good this time by Taylor Spring, who's got 3 points in the game tonight. And it's 53-22 Silver Lake, 4:42 and counting in this game. Here's Karis Dider driving in, kicking out to Wendy. She'll dive and kick. This time a touch by Brewster. Post touch here on the block with Hyman. Back to the right wing. It goes to Wendy. Silver Lake slowing down the pace, obviously with the big lead and the running clock here in the fourth quarter. Here's Wendy. Back up top to Dider. Over the top pass. Beautiful feed. Shot up and good. Paige Hyman. And a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a substitution timeout here for Silver Lake, so we'll keep it right here. So the clock stopped at 4:18 in this game. Silver Lake's lead is 55-22. This has been a dominant display by the 3A defending champions. So subs into the game. We'll see Kylie Haney, a 5'4 sophomore. Run through some of these names. Carly Erb as well, another 5'7 sophomore. So Kyle Porter has cleared the bench. Silver Lake on their way to Hutchinson next week. Here's Lola Sanchez with the basketball. Right side pass to Beats on the wing. Works it back high right. Now back near side wing. And hands it off right there to Sanchez left side. Curling around the arc. Dives to the bucket. Shot no good, but a foul. Good take by Lola Sanchez, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Silver Lake foul. Check the book here for Silver Lake. And the first free throw by Sanchez is no good. We only have a number in the game to Silver Lake that was not in the book when we started, so we're cruising along here. No harm, no foul. Sanchez, her second freebie is up and good. That's the first point tonight for Lola Sanchez, the freshman guard. And she will come out as Wellsville, going to get some other girls into the game as well. Nora Taylor, a freshman, now appearing in her 9th game of the year. Running clock at under 3 minutes to go in this game. All Silver Lake as they look to defend their title next week in Hutch. There's a missed shot inside, and trying to take it away. There should be a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it on this end with Silver Lake. Good job by Kylie Haney this time, earning that possession back for Silver Lake. They will dump it on the perimeter. That was Erb, right side pass. There's a cut, good defense, and saved underneath. And now a couple bodies hit the floor, and it was finally picked up by Wellsville. Turnover by Silver Lake. A little two-on-three break. Might have been a travel, no call. Here's Caitlin West in the paint. Shot good off the window with the right hand. And a timeout's going to be called. Caitlin West has 11 points to lead Wellsville. They're going to bring on a couple other subs. Wellsville fans giving it up. or just one of the two seniors on this roster in Caitlin West. Back to it, approaching the final 2 minutes here. 55-25 Silver Lake. They got out to a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, did not look back. They have led this game wire to wire here tonight on the Pulse. There's a backdoor pass shot up by Herb. It might have been partially blocked and then tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Brooklyn Loudermill, a junior who is into the game for Wellsville. Silver Lake to throw it in. This is Allie Gerber with it. Here's a pass to Kylie Haney. Shot nearly got it to go. Fighting for the rebound. Another one up. No good. And on a second attempt, it didn't go. And a rebound for Gracie Bell for Wellsville. Approaching the final minute. There's a drive. Shot. Little strong. Fighting for the rebound. Should be a jump ball. It is. And the possession keeps it with Wellsville as the running clock is down to 65 seconds. Wellsville, this is by far and away their best season since 2019-2020, and that was the last time they had won the league title before this year. There's a drive, shot up, hits the rim twice, falls off, and a rebound for Silver Lake. Up the floor, shot, Gerber, can't get it to go with nobody around, and it's cleared away by Alex Kraft for Wellsville with 40 seconds to go. Both teams have cleared the benches here in the final. What now is 34 seconds. A deep three that's nearly banked in and a rebound for Silver Lake. And they'll reset up top with 25 seconds to go. Allie Gerber in the corner. Post touch inside for Herb. Back to Gerber. Three on the way. Good. Allie Gerber, who barely plays this season, drills a right wing three and that puts the nail in the Wellsville coffin. 58-25, final few seconds running off. That shot no good. Rebound, Kylie Haney. 2 seconds, they get it up the floor at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the game. The defending champs and their run to the repeat title officially on as they are back to Hutchinson next week. A wire-to-wire dominant win over Wellsville tonight. The Silver Lake girls, 58. Wellsville 25. We'll wrap this thing up after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Marital Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Marital Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
dominant display tonight. High school basketball here on the Pulse. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman. The Class 3A defending champs, the Silver Lake girls, with an impressive wire-to-wire victory here in Hiawatha tonight as they win the sub-state championship over Wellsville. Final score, 58-25. Going through some of the numbers here, Silver Lake scored the first 7 points of the game, did not look back. They led 21-9 at the end of one. They outscored Wellsville 17-2 in the second, led it 38-11 at the half. They would get it to 51-19 going into the fourth, and a running clock in effect the rest of the way there. The defending champs, 20 points and 6 rebounds for Kaylin Haney leading the charge. Karis Dieter was also in double figures with 10. Ella Boland had 8 points tonight, all in the first half. 5 points from Taylor Zortel. They also got 5 from Savannah Wendy. They got 3 as well from Allie Gerber, and 2 points from Jaylee Whitehead. Wellsville, their season comes to an end at 17-6 on the year. They were the Pioneer League champs here and made their first sub-state title game since the 2018 season. They were led by Caitlin West tonight with 11 points and 4 rebounds. They got 6 from Alana Green. They got 3 points from Taylor Spring. 2 points apiece from Savannah Beats and Emerson Lytle, and then 1 point as well from Lola Sanchez. Wellsville, 15 turnovers tonight, 22 rebounds. They were 3 of 5 at the free throw line, and they did not even knock down a shot from the outside. Silver Lake, 10 turnovers, 29 rebounds. They were 11 of 15 at the line, and they hit 5 shots from the outside. Again, the Silver Lake girls back to Hutch next week to defend that Class 3A state championship. One final time, the final score tonight here in Hiawatha: the Silver Lake girls 58, Wellsville 25. We'll see you in Hutch next week. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.